Good morning. The final two Mishnayos in Masechta Midos are Perek Hey Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, and after that we will complete Masechta Midos. Sheish Lishkos Hayu Ba'Azara. The Mishnah tells us that there were six offices in the Azara. Shalosh B'Tzafon, V'Shalosh B'Darim. There were three in the north and three in the south. Sheb B'Tzafon, in the north there was a Lishkas HaMelech, a Lishkas HaParvan, a Lishkas HaMadichin. Right, that's where the ones that were there. What were their purposes? Lishkas HaMelech Shamayu Nosnim Melech LaKarban. That's where in the salt office. That's where they salted the karbanos. Lishkas HaParva, the Lishkas HaParva, Shamayu Mochem Oros Kachim. That's where they used to go ahead and take care of the leather, and they would be able to tan it. Ba'gaga Haya Beis HaTvila LaKohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. That's where the mikveh was on the roof for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And Lishkas HaMadichin, Sheshamayu Madichin Kirvei HaKachim. That's where and that's where they would go ahead and rinse off the innards of the kachem. Umisham, Misiba Ola Lagag, Beis HaParva, over there in the Lishkas HaMadichin, that's where the way to get up to the roof, right? It was like a ramp to be able to get to the roof of the Beis HaParva so that the Kohen Gadol would be able to go to the mikveh. Sheba Darom, in the south, Lishkas Eis, Lishkas Agola, Lishkas Agazis. They had the wooden Lishka, the Gola and the Lishkas Agazis. What did they do in these three? Lishkas Eitz, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shachachti Maisa Meshameshes. I don't remember what they used to do over there. And Abishol Omer, Lishkas Kohen Gadol. That was the one for the Kohen Gadol. Right? That was the Lishkas Parhedrin that the Kohen Gadol would go on Yom Kippur, 7 days before Yom Kippur. Vehi Haisa Achori Shtem. And you have to, it was after the other two. In other words, it was behind the Lishka Sagola, Lishka Sagazis. Begag Shlashtan Shava, the roofs were the same. Lishka Sagola, Shamaya Bor Kabua, the Lishka Sagola had a pit, Begagol Nasan Alav, and Mishama Spikimayim, Lechol Azara. That was the one that got water for the entire Azara. And Lishka Sagazis, Shamaya Sanhedri Gedola, Shal Yisrael Yosheves, Vedana Sakuna, that's where the Sanhedri Gedola used to say, Vechol Kohen, Shem Sevo Psul, and the any Kohen who became who is identified as not being a legitimate Kohen would wear black, and he would wrap himself in black, and he would go out. When the Sanhedrin would judge the Kohanim and found them to be legitimate Kohanim, this would be a source of tremendous, tremendous ava, because there was no psul in the lineage of Aaron HaKohen. V'kachai Yomrim, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Shalom Nimsa Psul B'Zaro Shal Aaron, V'Baruch Hu Shebachar B'Aaron B'Banov, Lamod L'Shar V'Lifnei Hashem B'Veis Kodshei HaKadoshim. It was an opportunity to say, wow, thank God, the Kohanim were given an opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Baruch Hashem, there was no psul found within them. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it so with us as well, that no psul be found within us as well. Have a wonderful, terrific day. With this, we close Masechta Midos, and tomorrow morning we will begin the final Masechta and Seder Kachim, Maseches Kinim. Kol Tov.